It is my pleasure tonight to introduce a call that is going to be an awesome call because tonight, for the first time, Rick is going to unveil the new ABC guide, which I'm just thrilled about. Those of you that were there this weekend got to see the pre-launch of it. Tonight, you're going to see the official launch of it. So, without further ado, Rick and Paige Murphy Diamonds in Austin, Texas. Would you take it away, Rick?
Absolutely. Great call, everybody. Great draw, team. Great job, Paige. It is great to have a team of people like you guys, and one thing that's really exciting is that Paige and I do not feel like we're building a downline. We're building a team of uplines, and that is a very exciting thing to be able to work with partners. Your guys' business is going to have all different kinds of people in it. You're going to have people that just want to buy products, people that just want to buy stuff once in a while, people that want to just retail some stuff. What we're dedicated towards here is the people that want to make this a career. And for those of you that saw Doug Braun this week, he talked about people in this industry and the mindset and the decisions that go with making it in the business. And there's people that are in this for a hobby, people that are in this to be professionals. And you guys will find that if you treat this like a profession, if you treat this like it's your career, it will pay you far beyond what your traditional career will do. The difference is in this business, your career, someone's there to fire you and yell at you if you don't do it. In this business, that's not going to happen. So the person that's going to keep you in the game and doing the right things is yourself. And when you plug in with a team like this, and when you get plugged into the infrastructure, you have people around you to help you and support you because we're all people that need each other. We make each other better. But be your own best friend. Be a professional. You know, step into this thing and decide that I'm going to build my business. Don't sit back and say you're going to wait for events to happen. If you're waiting in this business, things are not going to magic. Get out there and shake the trees. Be a rainmaker. Help. Thank you very much, whoever just did that. You know, set your business up for success. I cannot tell you guys enough how you can be your own best friend in this business. And then when you take advantage of some of the tools I'm going to show you tonight, for example, when you take advantage of the infrastructure, take advantage of your uplines, together we're a partnership that can absolutely explode your business. If you give 100% of your best, it's going to be enough. Don't care if you're a PhD or a manager or a worker or out of work or a housewife or house husband. It doesn't matter whether you're 80 or 18, if you bring your best, that's enough if you want to help people. When you decide to bring your best, the things that seem like hang-ups, I don't have enough time, I don't know where to meet people, those are things that people say when they're not fully engaged yet. People that are engaged are looking for solutions and seeing possibilities. Be your own best friend and be a professional in this business. Paige and I have been doing this for a long time, and we're very good at getting people home. And if you get yourself good at meeting us in the middle, amazing things are going to happen. So that's enough about that. Well, Paige and I were talking today. We talked to some of the team members. We really appreciated everybody that was at the advanced workshop this weekend. Sounds like you guys had a pretty good time, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're looking to do another smallish one, end of January, first weekend of February. We're not sure yet. We're not even positive we're going to do this yet. We don't want it to be a big impact on a rhythm month and all that sort of stuff or a quarterly month. It would be smaller, and I was just sitting here thinking that it might be nice to do one that's 100% focused on prospecting, creating interest, the process, how to give a preview, how to give an ABC. Would you guys be interested in something that's 100% prospecting based?
Well, so.
Yeah.
If we do one of those dates, it'll be a small invitation-only thing. We'll broadcast it, of course, and it will be 100% focused towards those things because, like I said, we don't want to get in the way of the quarterlies. And then, of course, we're running up to the summit. And all I'm going to say is this. There's going to be some big news about the summit no matter what, but we may have some really, really, really big news about the summit come up in the next week or so. I think it's fair to say we're pretty excited about launching the summit here in the next couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, Rick Murphy, but you should wait.
Well, they don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell them.
You're just the same about Christmas presents, too.
Well,
they will, because Rick can't keep a secret.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm a network marketer, because too many of you on this call are too good at keeping a great secret. We want you to be bad at it. So that might be why I'm good at NECN, because I can't keep a secret, and I really love what we do. Never seen it as work. It's never gotten in the way. I've never seen it as inconvenient. It's always been easy for me to do, in the sense of devoting time to it. It's never been hard. It's never been a question whether I'm going to an event or not. Paige and I have never said, are we going to convention? Are we going to summit? It's always kind of been a given. You guys on this call kind of get what I'm saying there, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Now tonight what I want to focus on, and hold off for the advanced workshop for the other class, I want to talk about the ABC guide. And one of the things that Paige and I did, we wanted to revamp this, and I actually want to give Paige the credit for spearheading rewriting this. So all props and honor go to the awesome Diamond Paige Murphy. So Paige, thank you for the great idea and for your hard work on this.
Well, thanks, Rick. That was unprompted, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
I had said a couple months ago we needed to update it, but you really, I think, drove it a couple weeks ago, don't you think?
That would be the nice way to say it. Yes, Rick, yes.
Yeah. And then the other thing is I also want to give props to the team. And, Paige, we also want to give props to Terry Latham because he gave some good eyes on this, too, to help us
absolutely
get it going.
Absolutely great feedback.
Yeah, Terry was a big help. All of you guys on this call were a big help. Paige spearheaded it. This was a team effort. I also want to give up props and glory to Dennis and Ruth Williams because a lot of their Freedom 2015 stuff we integrated into this, so it would be a seamless document between those two things. So the bottom line with this, if you guys go to pathfinders.biz on the homepage and scroll down a little ways, you will now see the updated smart book that we updated the new ABC guide in. If you go to the process page, you guys will actually see an updated ABC guide down there now in PowerPoint and in PDF. When you download it, you do not need the password. All you need to do is read only, and it will work just fine. The reason that we do the PowerPoint is because folks on Macs not only have trouble getting on WebEx, interfacing with business, and I'll just make a quick note on that. Mac is a great platform, and I cannot tell you how many of our folks use them, especially they're self-employed. I hate to say it, and I'm sorry to say it, but business interfaces better with PCs. If you guys are going to be building this home business, you're going to want to get, when you can, some kind of a platform that runs off what business runs off of. Creative business and art stuff generally runs off of Mac. They're easier to use, and it's probably a better platform. But if you're living in a country and 9 out of 10 computers speak English, it's even if Spanish sounds prettier, over the long run, when you guys can, PowerPoints don't translate. There's a tremendous trouble with streaming video that's coming off PCs. But we do put the PowerPoint and the PDF up for that issue, just so some of you guys know. And the way this ABC guide flows, and I'm going to run through this quick just to show you what's on here, I would like you guys on the live side to ask questions or point anything out that you would like to point out about this as you're going. And that's important there. Now, one other thing we're going to do, let me say this before we get going. As of next week, meaning next Monday night, the 21st, we are not going to do a call next Monday or the following Monday. We're not taking it off. We're just going to do a little Christmas break, New Year's break, kind of a little hiatus for everybody, not from our business, but just a couple weeks from the call. We're going to come back the first Monday in January. We're going to hit it hard and run all the way up to Summit. Summit tickets will come out right around that time, too, so that's going to be pretty cool. So I just wanted to share that with you guys right now. Pour that, throw your phone into a lake. All right, there we go. That's better. The ABC guide, introduction to NECAN. Let's run over this here quick and get your guys' questions answered as we go through it. This guide is designed to do one of two things. It is designed to be the upfront interest creator that you can do in a belly-to-belly scenario. Now, I know you have the Freedom 2015 CD. You have the Is This For You DVD. We actually just made several new videos this weekend. We'll be talking to you guys about very soon. But this is the thing when you meet somebody live, and you're going to give them a presentation at a Starbucks or at a, you know, wherever you're going to meet them, this is the quick document you're going to want to run through right around your computer. You can print it out with color copies, go spend the $10, put it in a nice folder. I don't recommend sitting there with loose leaf paper looking like a Joe Bob. So square the thing away and put it in a nice binder. Turn it around so other people can see it, and we're just going to go ahead and go through it. The other area the ABC guide is designed for is an in-home wellness preview. If you're going to talk for 15 to 25 minutes, you can do a hotel preview like this. If you're going to combine it with a product presentation, you can do the first 15 or 20 minutes of the preview, the business overview, which is what this is designed to do. You could then do a product and come back with a close. You guys will also note that the new preview that we wrote that is now loaded on Pathfinders as well is an expanded version of this. So every time you give the world the ABC guide, you are preparing yourself to give the full preview as it used to be when it originally came out. So the preview and the ABC guide now mirror each other. The way you basically set this up when you're talking to folks, you build the relationship, you talk to them, you know, I'm really glad you're here today, can I get you a cup of coffee, you bring it back, you sit down, you say, and after you've talked for a little while and gotten a comfort level, you actually stop the conversation, and you can do this over the phone, you can do it at a coffee shop, and you're actually going to ask permission. You're going to say, do you mind if we now take a few minutes and run through so we can give you the information on the company and kind of go from there? That's giving you a monopoly to be able to talk for a few minutes. Not that you're only going to do all the talking, but it changes the gears. So ask permission and say, if you don't mind, let's take a couple minutes. If you take a look at the first page, it's real simple. This, what we want to do in the ABC guide is just not present at people, but talk to people and draw them in and get them talking to you. We want people painted into the picture. One of the mistakes people make is they fire hose people with information. People are not going to sign up in this, guys, because you overwhelm them with facts. They are going to come on board because what you're saying in these slides connects with what they're looking for. So as they're watching this, we want them drawn in, agreeing, nodding their head. Oh, I agree with that. You know, I see what you're saying. That's what we're looking for here. When we talk about the healthcare industry being broken, we want them getting passionate about things that have happened in their family. When you talk about balance, you want them saying, I'm out of balance. So what we're doing with this is we're actually bringing out people's emotions and connecting them to the presentation. So the first slide, you turn it right around, and you say basically like this. Now, here's some of the common reasons that folks enter NECN. Why don't you take just a second and take a peek at them, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I don't typically read all five of the questions on the right when it says, now let me ask you. I usually pick two or three of them. What you're doing here is you're getting them to verbalize what they're looking for so it's in the front of their mind, and you're asking them the same question several different ways because when they affirm it and realize it, you're going to get a completely different presentation here. So if someone says, for example, I'd like to have more spare time. If they say, I want income, business, spare time, really try to narrow them down to the one that really is the most important to them. If people have lukewarm needs, let's say your needs are on a scale from 1 to 10, and they on a 10 want extra income, and they only want a 5 improve their health. Do you guys understand that what is going to drive them to come to a meeting is not the thing they're lukewarm on? It's going to be the thing they're hot on. That is a very key point. You guys follow me on that?
Yeah.
Like if I say, oh, yeah, I'd like to meet some folks. I wouldn't mind a good retirement. I'm 40. Spare time is kind of neat. But really, you know, I'm just dying for some freedom. Which one of those things do you guys think you're going to focus on?
Freedom.
Freedom, right? If I'm 35 years old, how much do you think I'm really thinking about retirement? If in my mind retirement means I'm 65.
Right. Not very soon.
No. And what people do is they're going to give you three or four needs here, and the lukewarm ones are going to kill you. Let me tell you something flat out. When we did that training this weekend, and it was for in the next advanced workshop we do, when Doug was in town, we were a little bit less stringent on the requirement because of the president in town. You know, we wanted to make it more available. The workshop that we do in either late January, early February will be limited probably this time, what do we say, Paige, to only 50?
I thought we agreed on 40, but I'll go with 50 if that's the
40 to 50, right in that time frame. To get into that training, it's going to be people that have a pack, that are on auto ship, and that are working the business. So the reason I say that is, you know, we want to invest our time in those people. When we do that training, we can tell who is taking their business seriously because the professionals will make arrangements to be there. Rhonda was just saying we had somebody that had to be at work at 6 a.m. in the morning next morning. They were there all day. The same thing goes with your prospecting. You guys don't expect prospects to do crazy things in the beginning and drive all over the place and everything, but what you're looking for is the thing that's going to highly motivate that person to want to pursue the information rather than you having someone that's mildly interested and you've got to pursue them. Has anybody on this call ever pursued prospects before and found it doesn't work very well?
Yeah.
You want them pursuing you. So if you started talking to me and I said, you know, I want freedom bad, And I think that what you're presenting to me today could offer me that freedom. It's not a question of whether I'm coming to the preview. It's you can't keep me out of the preview. So I'm going to say, which one of those things jumps out at you? Why did you pick that one? Those are very, very important. And then number three especially is, why is that important to you? The other two, I think, are a little bit more advanced, the consequences and why does it worry you. But those basic three. And then you can see that, are you where you thought you'd be 5 years ago? You may or may not ask that question, but when they're looking at it in the middle of the page, you guys notice that your prospect's eyes are going to go to that page, go to that part of the graphic?
Yeah.
What are they going to be thinking as they're reading that? See, that's a subliminal. That's something that's going to hit them without you saying it. And then you're going to come back and say, well, now that we know you've got an important reason for looking at what we're doing today, let's go through it and see if there's a fit. So you're doing two things. You're saying what they're doing is important to you. Do you guys think that's important for a prospect to hear you say that their reason's important?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then second, we're going to go through this and see if it's a match. You're also doing a takeaway to say, we're not sure if it's for you or not. We hit to the first page, we're going to say right at the top, our purpose today is not to sell you anything. We just want to make you aware of what we're up to. It's talking about health and finances. And let me ask you a question. This is what I'll usually say here. I went forward too fast. I'll say to them, how many people do you know that are worried about their health or their finances? What do you guys think they're going to answer on that one?
Pretty much everybody.
Right. And then you're going to say, we're going to go over these basic elements of the company, and then we're going to come back to you to see if what we have is a fit for you because you're the biggest part of this presentation. Then you go to the next one. We're founding the five pillars of health. Here's the five pillars. And then you're going to say we're all about building a life of balance. You know, as we talked about a minute ago, you'd like more free time or whatever, but just to kind of reiterate, you know, do you feel like you're in balance? And you know, when you specifically look at those five pillars, which one would you like to improve? So what you're doing here, this is so cool, when they're telling you earlier that they have a need, and then you get to this slide, and we cover every area of somebody's life, you realize what we're doing here is saying no matter what needs you have, NECAN is focused on helping you get it. Do you see how this ties the two together?
Yeah.
So if you tell me you want more health, which pillar is NECAN concerned with?
Your body.
If you tell me you want to leave a legacy, what are you worried about?
Family or finances.
Family.
How about make a difference?
Society, family.
All right. How about I'd like to have less stress? Which one would that be?
Health.
Or?
Mine.
Yeah. How about I'd like to make more money? Which pillar is it?
Finances.
Right. So you guys see what I'm saying? What we're telling them on this slide is we have the plan to address what you want. Okay? Then we're on to the next one. Let's talk about the company. What is important here is that we're very big. We're all over the world. We're stable, and almost no one knows about us. That's pretty much it. Why is this company about to hit, and why is it about to hit right now? Because of this. Now, this is another question slide. Who do you know that's living with these challenges? Now, we're network marketers. Is network marketing about selling something to a person, or is it about getting people to think about all the people they can connect to? Which one do you guys think?
Connecting.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're doing here, do you guys think this might be an aptitude test for the person you're talking to and also to have their entry point into NECAN be thinking about others, not just thinking about them? This is a double purpose. This is a place you can talk to them about them and the people that they love. If you guys were at this training the other day, Terry did something really cool. He had everybody stand up. And he started reading off these things. He said, if you or anybody in your family suffers from this, sit down. How many into this was he, you guys, before everybody in the room was sitting down? Was it four or five things?
Oh, it happened. Yeah.
Awesome. So my point is, when you're talking to somebody, are the chances good that they know somebody with this stuff?
Yeah.
So then you're setting up that healthcare is basically broken, and we got a real problem for crying out loud. And, you know, so here's the next one here forward. We have the answer, NECAN Wellness Technologies. And you just basically say they're safe and effective. You know, we can help you with all sorts of different things. We cover the full spectrum. If they bring up a specific need for water, for air, whatever, you can say we can cover that. You can have a catalog handy to leave it as a send-home with them. You know, if they tell you they've got a headache or something, ask those questions. Give them a power patch. rub that Magboy on them while you're doing the presentation, or let them rub it on themselves. You know, you can have a lot of fun on this slide, but you're basically saying that we have a very large array of wellness technologies, and they're all connected and together, and we're the world's only total wellness company. We've done over $20 billion in sales, so it's a remarkable company. Now, the career itself is real simple, and you can kind of read these down. Nikan goes directly to market. We're looking for people to educate folks about these technologies, earn residual income, and we're looking for people that want to make a change in their lives, and they want to make the change in their lives right now. So that's the easy thing with that. And then we're going to go back. This is another compare and contrast, and these are two really smart slides. Because we're going to basically say here's why most people are out of balance, is because what they're using here is they're trading time for dollars, as most people are. And you can kind of read down
this. Rick, I need to start this.
Yep. Somebody's killing us again. Somebody starts this again, please. It's the same phone every week that does it. Have you guys noticed that?
It's the same thing.
I'm probably going to change. I'll change the access code after the new year, because it might be someone that was a former contestant on The Price is Right that forgets which side to dial in on. But this right here is what you're looking for on this slide for business partners. You guys are looking for people who get passionate on this slide, almost angry. Same thing on the health slide. If you guys can get someone saying, I'm working a lot of hours, I'm killing myself here, I'm not free. You guys see how you want someone to verbalize on this slide? Those are going to be your network builders, your career people.
Yeah.
Look for that. The aptitude here is I'm looking for the person that really hits this slide, okay? Then we're coming back with you as a team. It's just smarter. You don't have to go over all those numbers. If you feel you can handle them, go ahead. And you can read straight down the slide. The ABC guide is also extremely simple to give. You're showing somebody how to make $100,000 a year right in front of their face, and you're basically showing the contrast. It no longer depends on your efforts. It gets multiplied. Success means you have more time and more money, and you're using leverage. And then you're coming back with the final page, and you're going to say, so what were you looking for again? You know, all the things. And one of the changes we made here is the things on the first slide where they say what they're looking for, they're now identical on the last slide, which they should have been all along, but we added that in later. And then you just basically two simple questions. Can your current career give you what you want? And can Nikan? And I've got the graphic here, I've got to update that because the picture went over the top of the NT. But could Nikan? And then the bottom line, you don't have to read Let's Begin Your Nikan Journey today. That's another message we're sending to them. And so the bottom line here, guys, is that's where you're going to stop. And you're going to say, so does Nikan look like something you'd like to pursue? Or would you like to get started right now for $35 plus shipping? So we can get your membership, and then you can see the preview and figure out what you want to do from there. And then there's two things I'm going to do. I'm going to invite them to a preview or business overview live so they can see the product and meet the people, and that's how I'm going to basically connect them in. The other thing I'm going to do at the end of this is I would like to put a catalog in their hands, if possible, or I would like to give them that Freedom 2015 CD if I meet them live. I want something in their hands on the way home. Another good one here. Yeah.
You're really just, buddy, I think you just need to ask everyone to mute out at this point because you're just really distorted. Yeah.
Well, it's somebody's phone that's doing it. It comes and goes. But anyways, that aside, the bottom line here, you want to put something in somebody's hands. One of the challenges that people do is that they send somebody home with nothing, and if it's 2 or 3 days, you put yourself in a real bind. You want them to have... if they're focused in on the money, what I will typically do is I will put Invisible Profit System. I will put in their hands the Robert Kiyosaki, The Ideal Business. Those are the things that I'm going to do with folks because I want them to go home with something that's going to reinforce what they want. The Freedom 2015 CD with all of the doggone, with all the testimonials on it to reinforce what they're looking for. Those are real easy things, guys, that you guys can do to send in their hands. And then the other thing is call and introduce them. If you meet somebody on a Monday and your preview is on Thursday, put that CD in their hands. Give them a seated rollout in there. Give them a strength test. Do something like that. I also suggest another cool thing. If you guys have the Nikan Power Band or the new bracelet, the name of it, is it Power Bands? Is that the name of the new one?
Power Band.
Have those with you. Do the strength test. Sell it on the spot. It, look how cool these are. Do the test. You can have this right now for only $35. They show you giving you money, so when they come to the meeting, it's already been validated that it's a business. You guys follow me on that? That's a real. Doug told us that at breakfast the other morning, didn't he, Paige? When we went out to Moonshine after the event.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys are at doing an ABC and you've got those bracelets with you and someone's just flipping over it, or the mag steps or the mag boy, or some power patches, you know, even if you give them five and it's $5, that, you know, they give it to you, you've validated that it's a real business because they put money in your hand. You don't necessarily have to sign up for them on the spot. You could do it a Thursday night at the meeting. I'm just giving you guys some ideas that you can do. You know, I think the power bands are a great way to generate those sales immediately on the spot, and bring somebody into the business and have a prospect show up at the meeting already excited, already having purchased the technology. What do you guys think about that idea?
Absolutely.
The rest of you are sitting there like bumps. What do you guys think?
No, it's great. I did that.
Great.
The power band.
That's more new, isn't it? We've never talked about that before, have we? Doing it like that.
Actually, Robert called me today and said, yeah, and this is a brand spanking new guy. And because he was working all the way through the night and till not getting off till 6 o'clock in the morning when we were at the event, I gave him my bracelet. I said, just take them and see if it helps you. He's already using them, doing the demonstration, and has people coming to the Thursday meeting for it.
Just from that. Absolutely. This is the power of what we have, you guys. We have so much power. I'll tell you right now, for our ABCs, we will always have power patches with us. We'll always have the Mag Boy. We'll always have CM Cream. And we'll always have the power band. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have those people. Someone says they have migraines and you're doing the ABC. How powerful is it, guys, to send them home with something? And let's say they say their wife has a migraine. How powerful do you guys think it would be if they went home and got an instant product experience with their wife? For their husband.
Awesome.
It'd be a pretty big deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
These are the things we're talking about here, what we're able to do here. This is what we can do. The slides in the guide are almost like background music to everything else that's going on. A lot of people make the mistake, it's the information on the slides that brings somebody in. It's not. It's the need that they tell you. I want to be home with my kids. I want to leave a legacy. I want to help people. I want to retire. That's the song. That's the thing that the presentation is. The slides or the presentation is just stuff to validate what they said so they can see that what they want is present in what we have. That may be the most important thing I told you tonight. When someone watches the ABC and they told you they want to be home with their kids, in their mind, and they may not even know this is what's going on, when they see the slides, if they see validated in those slides or in what you're saying, what they want, they're going to be 90% in before you say another word. You guys with me on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Paige, you're good at explaining that to you. You've said that a bunch of times. Did I explain that clearly enough? Because I think that may be the most important thing we told them all night.
I would probably explain it in this way, and yes, you did a great job of explaining it, but basically, what we're missing or what we're forgetting is that there's a huge retail opportunity. We're all so interested in getting a consultant, we forget that we can increase the belief system in someone if they purchase a product because they know it works and they believe it works, and they purchase that wristband from you or the power patches from you. You're going to get the business for free, because what they've done, they've already said they're validating the product they know it works, and then you're just literally walking them into the business. So they know they bought it, so they're pretty sure other people are going to buy it too. So you're actually just flipping the switch on what we've all thought about with consultants. You're showing them that it is a product line that's from small ticket items to huge ticket items. After they've purchased the retail item from you, they are already in. They've already said to you, my money's good, so if I'm smart enough to buy it, I know other people will buy it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be afraid to retail, guys, in your ABCs. And I do think that we right now have the best opportunity we've ever had with those power bands to actually have something that people will buy on the spot. People are snapping those up like crazy. It's crazy, guys. I've never seen anything like it. I got to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like it. You know, they're backordered twice already. I mean, they're coming out fast. But I ordered one last week, ordered three on Tuesday, and by that night it pushed back a week. If you're going to order them, get them in at like six at a time. And I don't want this tonight to be about the power band.
It's about a retailing opportunity. It's about building that belief system.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I really also want you guys back to the original point to understand that when somebody says, I want to be home with my kids, if they're listening to the ABC and they're seeing in there a way they can get home and hearing that validated and repeated, and you let them know that's important, they're going to be 85% of the way in the business there too. Right now, they're in. Okay? And that's so important. I think a lot of people try to be perfect on the information, forgetting that it's the look, your smartest people watching this presentation, your people that you think are all business and all facts, those are the people that want to be right the most. If you take a person with that personality and they say they'd like to earn more income, and you're showing them a way that they can earn more income in this presentation, you're validating their thought. You guys realize they're exactly the same as the person that you would think is not as quote-unquote sharp. That's it. There's nothing that people that are quote-unquote your high-caliber prospects, what works the best for them is you're actually stroking their ego by showing them that what they think is present here. And some of your stronger people will actually talk over your slides while you're presenting. That's what you want. Don't be threatened if your prospect starts to take over the ABC guide. That's my favorite kind of ABC. When I turn that thing around and somebody starts saying, oh, yeah, leverage is way better, super important leverage, that's the way to build a business, I zip my lip and let them sell themselves. Don't get into a fencing match and be worried. Or if you're on the slide about health and the person you're talking to starts talking and really gets wound up about it, and this medical system is like that, and that's like that, and wellness is the way to go, do you guys understand you don't compete with them? You actually let them dominate the conversation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, let them do it. A lot of times we are so, you know, wound up about getting through the information, quote-unquote. Guys, I don't care if you open this presentation. I don't care if you get two slides in and you talk for 25 minutes on a slide. Realize if somebody's talking to you that long, they're already typing in their application. All right, that's what you want. And, Paige, you've been around sales training for years. When you're in an environment, and I'm not saying this is 100% sales because this is education, but the point is when somebody's talking and when somebody's talking about the product, Paige, they're on their way in, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yes, I think a lot of us get so caught up in trying to feed too much information that we kind of dominate the flow of the conversation. And basically, you know you're in the right position when you are listening more than you're talking. You've got a really hot person that gets it. If they are leading you in the conversation, you should be the one doing the smaller amount of talking and just feeding the questions and letting them dominate the conversation.
Absolutely. And so the bottom line, guys, is if you're good at finding that need, by the way, let me just say this because I know we've got a lot of newer people listening at different levels of consultants. What we really are doing here is and the thing that makes DKEN so great, and Doug said it best this weekend, most companies are about the thing that they make. You know, they make a refrigerator, and they make it the best because they have the smartest manufacturing. They never get to why they make it. You know, and you guys think about this. All the companies you guys have worked for, how often did you ever hear anybody say why we do what we do? And what's the primary reason for most companies doing what they do? Just to make a profit. There's nothing any deeper than that. And I'm not saying there's anything intrinsically wrong with that. Do you guys realize DKEN starts the opposite? We talk about why we do what we do. DKEN is a purpose-driven company. Our owner is about building people. We were at brunch with Doug and Sheila on Sunday morning, and it was really interesting. Do you remember the conversation page we were talking about Mr. Watanabe? And Doug said, you know, as an owner, he's great because he has a few core beliefs, and then we go out and build the company. Remember, Paige, the number one core belief that Mr. Watanabe had? He said, humans being more is our priority.
Yes. Number one thing.
That was the number one thing. And let me ask you guys something. When you're talking about billions and billions in sales, and you're talking about as big of a pie as Niken has, does anybody in this call find it interesting that our owner's number one philosophy is helping people have a better life?
That's awesome.
Very unusual.
He actually called, that's when he stood with Doug. He said the thing he will not move on is we will lead with, and we are humans being more. Guys, any other company out there or a publicly traded company, that would be the first thing they would axe.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Niken makes a profit? They're giving away half the scholarships for people that come, and repeats are $49. Niken's renting 10,000 square feet of ball space, flying in a trainer, putting them up in hotels, flying up materials. Do you guys think Niken's making a profit on HBM in the direct sense?
No.
Niken's losing their shirts on HBM in the direct sense. But the reason Niken makes money on HBM is because they get people that stick around for 30 years. And they become better people. That's what's so cool about Niken. When you're sitting across from a prospect, talking about helping them have a better life is not a marketing thing. It's what we're actually going to do. And if your prospects can see that in what you're saying, you will have a business that's so full you won't know what to do with it. The best thing I can tell you guys, and especially if you're new in this call, you have the power in every ABC to give somebody a gift to set them free physically and financially, and many ways both. When you're across that table, don't get in the way of the ABC. Get out of the way so they can see it and let your story validate it and be a good storyteller of how what we have could benefit them. Then you're going to have easy ABCs. It's not about yes or no. It's about you genuinely trying to make a connection with somebody. It'll completely change the dynamic and have fun with it. You're going to make a bucket of money. I mean, that's a given. But you're going to make it the right way by helping people. That's what this ABC guide is. It's an 8-page explanation of how we can benefit somebody else's life. And the more they see this is in their best interest, the more they're going to come into the business. And you're going to have a business full of excited, fun, happy people. Because invariably, the people that are going to make it are the people that want to be there. You guys all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let the ABC be easy and find the people that want to be there. The guide how to do it is right in front of your face. It's right here. Just walk through it. One of the main questions, and Paige, did I cover everything? Because you were instrumental putting this together, so I want to make sure that I covered everything that we want to cover. Is there anything else that we need to talk about before we open it up for general questions?
No, I think you did an excellent job of covering the slide. Sounded really good.
Thanks. Do you guys, anybody have any questions about using it, or was it pretty clear? Because I take this opportunity because it's all about you guys right now.
I like it. It's nice and clear, and it's compact. Doesn't ramble on. And like you said, if a prospect looks at it and starts feeding it to you, get out of the way and let them go. We get paid to listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And somebody said there's a typo on one of the slides. I know that. The versions that are loaded up online tonight will not have them. I've got three or four versions on here, and I couldn't tell which one was which when I loaded it. So give it a minute. I'll make sure I get the right one loaded up online, too, because I got SmartBook, SmartBook 1, SmartBook 2, Test, SmartBook 3. So that SmartBook takes like 3 hours to put together because it's like 8 different documents. So it's kind of a handful to do. What's that?
You're getting very smart.
No, I'm not. It's not smart. It's just repetitive tasking. I wish it was smart, then it wouldn't take me 3 hours. Or up 3 hours, shall I say. Well, does anybody have any, remember, we're not here next Monday night. Are you guys all good to go in the smart book and how to use it? And by the way, last question, how do you get good at using the smart book? Anybody want to guess?
By using it. Open it.
Yes, you will find that if you use it, you will have a lot better results than if you study it. And that's the best thing I can tell you about that is use it, enjoy it, have fun with it, and go out and create yourself a business. I'll tell you what, every time I look at those pages, it's pretty cool knowing that you guys are free to go out and create the business of your dreams, and that's pretty much what we have to say about that. What do you guys think?
Well, I just think that we're awful lucky to have you and Paige in our corner and putting this stuff together for us.
Well, you are very nice to say so. It's a labor of love for us, and it means a lot to be able to do it, doesn't it, Paige?
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing that feels better, and I know Rick feels the same way, than hearing back from the team
that, yes, this is something that's going to help. Because that's all we think about all the time.
That's right. That and the Bears losing yesterday, which is devastating me. But other than that, that's all we think about. So, I, Paige, you're better than I because I football and the smart book are all I think about, right?
That's why we're so well-balanced, Murphy.
It is. Well, we love you all. We will be broadcasting the Worldwide Preview on Thursday evening, and then we will take a Christmas break with that as well and come back first Thursday in January. And we will see you all the first. Well, we'll see a lot of our team. And by the way, just because we're not doing a call the 21st, we're still working throughout the end of the month. We just want to do a little call hiatus to come back fresh and rock and roll call-wise. So close this month out big. All of you that are silvers and golds, if you were qualified producers, if you do it again this month, you get a 1% increase.
Okay.
If you were not a qualified producer last month, my only question to you is, are you happy with that, and are you willing to accept it again? And then the answer will be, we will find out this month. So thank you all very much. Have a great one, and be the consultant that you want to be. Be a professional. Build your business and step into it and realize if it's going to be, it's up to you, because you have all the help around you, that if you step into your business, you can make your family a multi-millionaires down to your grandkids, grandkids, the power's in your hands. So thank you all very much. God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.